You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com.
Let's get to Inside the Stripes with Bud Steen, 30 years as a CFL official. And I know a lot of people be like, man, why don't they sponsor the referee jerseys? Maybe they could have, like, the bar, Three Blind Mice, and just have that on the back side of it.
Nice.
Hey, Steen, that would work, wouldn't it?
Not really. You know, I had three guys in Hamilton that used to dress up like that. And I quite enjoyed it. And they were good guys. You know, the fans in Hamilton tend to get creative and all of that, but come on, you got to get better than Three Blind Mice.
Sure. Seven, I guess, yeah. For seven, that would be better.
It is a classic, though. I like it when I see it.
Now, Bud, penalties are actually down across the league 10%, which is a pretty significant drop through the first 2 weeks of the season, because usually, based on last few years that we've done this show, we've seen them drop progressively as the season goes along, but they've been higher out of the gate. So the fact that they're down already out of the gate, it's a good sign. I know Eskimo fans are like, what are you talking about? It was freaking flag-a-rama. Like, yeah. I think it was 9 flags in 10 plays. Like, that was terrible.
Yeah, we had a 29-penalty game on Friday night.
Ugh.
That game was sloppy on all accounts. Like, that was ragged football, and it really disrupts the ball game.
Yeah, and so now you evaluate that game. Some of them I watch, and I'm like, well, that's an obvious penalty. And then others I'm kind of like, geez, kind of ticky-tack. What did you make of – was that a combination of bad plays by the players and then maybe over-officiating by some of the flag throwers?
So there were a couple of holds that I felt shouldn't have been thrown.
Okay.
But there was, you know, I would say it was balanced.
Yeah.
We could have had another half a dozen flags for stuff that wasn't called. I mean, the fans may not know this, but it is a penalty to not have your chin strap done up. And there were a couple of plays where the Edmonton running back failed to have his chin strap done up, and so the guys got held for not catching that.
Now, would you as an official, would you walk, like, a penalty like that, would you as an official not walk over to Van and say, hey, up your chin strap, it's a penalty? Like, wouldn't that kind of be the – because that's really not impacting the game, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, ultimately – that rule is in there for the protection of the player, so he doesn't get his hat knocked off and his noggin corked. But yeah, absolutely, I would talk to him. And there were many instances in ball games where I would go up to a guy, hopefully without being in earshot of an opponent, and say, "Listen, that was a penalty. You got to stop doing that. You know, let's just, you know, get inside the rule here, buddy, and you've got your one," and that tended to sort of clean things up. But you're not always in a position that you can do that. That string at the beginning of the third quarter, it messed up the flow of the game, and quite frankly, impacted Montreal at the end of the game. That is to say, that touchdown that they didn't score, those 4 points were very big at the end of the ball game. So, you know, and one of those flags that was thrown, it's the third time that I've seen it called in 35 years.
So I was going to ask you about that. So why was it called then?
Because it was there. Montreal, I think they scrimmaged on about the 12-yard line or so, and the ball carrier kind of breaks through a bunch of arms, and he's coming around on the Eskimo side of the field, and he gets down to about the 3 or 4 yard line, and there's a lot of congestion. There's Montreal players in there, and there's an Edmonton player who has a pretty good opportunity to stop progress, and the left tackle for Montreal is down there, and he sees the ball carrier starting to get bogged down, and he latches onto him and pulls him into the end zone. And that's called a tandem block. I don't know why they use the word block, because he's not blocking him. He's actually pulling him. But you cannot assist the ball carrier by either pulling him forward or directly pushing him forward. So you can't get in behind the ball carrier and just ram him down the field. So it was a hell of a call. Interesting. The young man that threw that flag was working his fourth professional football game. He's a young official out of Edmonton that I have high hopes for. He's going to be a great one. And the fact that he recognized that and another penalty in the game, a very unusual penalty, shows that he is absolutely on top of his game and he is going to be a good one.
But I want to go back to a comment you made about, you know, maybe you just, instead of throwing a flag, walk up to a guy quietly and say, you know what, we can't have that tonight, or we can't do this. You know, is there certain players you do that with, you know, more likely older players rather than rookies?
Not necessarily age. The times when I employed that was when I was working as referee, and it's a lot easier, quite frankly, to talk to the Canadian linemen than pretty much anybody else on the field. So you can go in and talk to them and say, listen, you got to, you know, slow down. You're ahead of the snap count, a half a count, or you're starting to let your arms come out too much. Get your arms inside the frame of your body so that we're not holding, that kind of stuff. You had to pick your spots, number one, and quite frankly, players earn that, in my view. That is to say, if you're a player who plays within the rule book typically and is respectful and is, you know, a decent guy on the field, you're more interested in, I'm hesitating using the word helping him out, because it's not really that you're
right,
helping him out, but moving the game along, and as opposed to dealing with one of those hotheads who's in your face all the time, no, sorry, buddy, if that's how you want the game to go, guess what? I see you break the rules, and I'm putting my flag on the ground.
So, because would it be something that would be different than, like, you're talking about structure more than a dirty penalty? You know, let's say a guy who's normally a clean player is, whatever the term, chop blocking someone or whatever.
No. If we're starting to talk, URs, player safety stuff.
Stress, yes.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
There's no gray area on that. But
okay,
if it's a close to an illegal block, close to a hands in the face or a hold, if he's close to being offside, you'll talk to him. But if he's in there and he's taking advantage, if he's in there whacking guys, no, we've got to keep that under control, or you could lose the whole football game.
Bud Steen joins us inside the stripe. Now, Bud, I know you get the breakdown of every penalty across the league. Now, they're down 10%. Is there a certain – is it holding? Because last year, pre-snap infractions were terrible on both sides of the ball. Is that – like, where is the decrease so far this season across the league?
We're not seeing the same extent of pre-snap fouls. Last year, like you said, was just awful for some reason. We're also not seeing to the same extent the kicking infractions.
Okay.
We're not bringing back a ton of the kicks. I mean, we brought back some big ones. The BC game, for example, BC committed a foul and it cost them a touchdown. But no, I think that's primarily it. Roughing the passer is down a little bit. 10% is pretty significant. I'm expecting that we're going to continue to see it decrease again, because we're trying to we're We're trying to communicate with the ball clubs so that they understand what our standards are. We spend a lot of time with each club before the season so that they know what they can get away with, so to speak, and they can coach to that. And as long as the players stick to their coaching, listen to their coaches, we should see a reduction in the penalties. So, you know, I am hopeful that we're going to see a continued drop this year. Certainly the direction from the governors is to see reduced penalties. Fans don't like flags. Fans like points. And, you know, we really would like to see the players stick to their knitting, you know, come out of their stance when the ball is snapped, not a second before, and things move a lot better.
Is there an area that you just described that has really surprised you, how much the players have adapted and kind of stayed on that level of not committing the fouls?
Yeah, you know, it's been, I think this is the third season now since we introduced the illegal contact on the receivers, so they've got 5 yards within which they can sort of check the receiver as he's coming out, and then they've got to get off of that, and the defenses are all there now. They've got it. The penalties that you're seeing are occurring generally with young American players who are up here playing their first few CFL games, and they may get a little handsy. They may start grabbing guys at 8 yards, that sort of stuff, but that is way, way down. The receivers now have the opportunity to get out into their route, and the defenses then are essentially playing a speed game where they will they'll stay close to the receiver, give them a little bit of room, and as the ball's coming in, then they close on them and then, you know, knock them in the arms or hit the ball in the air, or even better, turn around and steal the ball. So that part of it has really, really improved.
But great stuff. We will see what happens this week. I hope the penalties keep going down. It would be fantastic. Less penalties is better for everybody involved. I know officials talk about it all the time. Fewer flags, better for them. And on the kicking game, I used to see, you just see some insignificant play that had nothing to do with it, and it was flagged. So either the players are getting better or maybe they're calling less. Either way, it's been good outside of the Edmonton games.
Yeah.
Appreciate your time.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.